So this is a book, Capital R Prime, September 5th, 2004, running through May 4th on 2005. Still thinking about the kidney model at the beginning for page Sunday, September 5th. Thoughts on the kidney model. The likely that the energy for the loop of Henle comes from the thick descending limb cells, and for the collecting duct, energy comes from the thick ascending limb. In other words, you generate the energy in the thick parts of the nephron and use it in the thin parts to move salt and the like. I don't think a novel idea, but anyway, quite definite that energy is put in the thick tubules, cells where lots of mitochondria, and then it's used by switching channels in the thin parts which don't have many mitochondria. And so what can the tubular fluid carry to deliver the energy without needing mitochondria? ATP, creatine phosphate, acyl-CoA, ionic balances. In fact, of course, it's sodium. Look carefully at water handling in diabetes mellitus versus more obvious way it's handled in diabetes insipidus. And why does high glucose cause, or does it, a high volume? Or is it the inability of the tubule cells to intake and utilize glucose as an energy source? Water, urea, and sodium chloride are quite enough to begin with. My view not very long after that was clearly that changes in salt concentration are used, and sodium concentration are used to pump other substances, with the countercurrent helping to concentrate sodium chloride in the extracellular fluid. More constructs that are being talked about in the following pages. Usual sort of thing. Del, HVRT, being worked at still. Some thoughts. Wednesday 29th, page 19, that Sandy's equation F equals e to the minus pi r plus r squared n has the same form as the Poisson distribution, where lambda would be equal to np in the normal distribution. And so pi r plus r squared is in a sense P, and the M fibers in a sense are the number of trials. I realize that that's close to what is in my head these days, and that is that the equation is has square terms in it. In other words, it's a series, because if you calculate the available space or the excluded space with a dilute gel, then that's very close to a pi r plus r squared times one. But when you have a more concentrated jolt, some areas get countered, some parts of the excluded areas are countered twice, so you have to have a correction. So that's why there's an addition of a pi r squared term, and etc. So here were some tests on page 21, 24th of September. One day old long BGIIAC pops, that's with the insulators, and the adult shows about zero green nuclei in the ventricles. In other words, it's switched off. All over here is the first crew picture. It's working well. It's working as expected. One day, neonatal heart, ventricle. But better pictures are on the way. Still thinking about Howard Rockman's hypertrophy experiment. So it allowed me to conclude that alpha myosin, beta myosin heavy chain, alpha myosin heavy chain, beta myosin heavy chain, collagen 1, AMP and BMP, BNP are affected by TAC, by the transaortic coarctation, whereas many more things are altered by running. Alpha myosin, beta myosin, heavy chain genes, MCAD, ATR1, AAM, and MPRA, and ET1, and AGT, exon 3. So with the result that run causes a general increases, but TAC causes some decreases. Switching, exclamation mark, confirms that alpha myosin heavy chain and beta myosin heavy chain are good choices. But I need to recalculate those correlations that involve synthetic numbers using only the real data, because I put in some unknown numbers in these simulations. I found a publication that other people were thinking of a toggle switch underlying vascular disease, page 29. I had a visit from Howard Hunter Scott for a day to have some instruction in stellar modeling, and attempted his particular model with some successful continuing to make plasmids. But on Friday, December 10th, on mRNA versus GFP fixation. And whether powder formaldehyde can be used. It preserves GFP but loses the RNA, and ethanol preserves the RNA but loses GFP. And so there is epoxy, butane might be a good cross-linker. Chuck Carlin had used it. Wednesday, December 22nd, page 73. Joe noticed a female about 8 months old, close to death, with the A mitosis C AN in the ANF locus, and sacrificed it with the heart on the left. With the possibility that mitocyan in the atria causes a mitochondrial disruption and death. Dominant model of progressive heart failure due to atrial fibrillation and clotting was the thought. But the heart shows a great thickening of the atrium. Exciting at the time. Transferred some of my Dukedel plasmids to open biosystem so they could make those available to other people. Wednesday, January 12th, page 79. Continuing with making plasmids. One last time again, Friday, February 4th, page 95. Try for the last time in Dukedel to put in a fragment. Oh. And of course it wasn't the last time the ligation was repeated on the next page. Continuing with these various parchments, getting, I think, a little lost, really. New promoter, CY promoter, driving mitochondrial cyan fluorescent gene. Saturday, March 5th, page 115. Now, a little beginning work on the preeclampsia type situation. Page 125, Monday, March 14th, soluble flip. Vicky Bouch gave us a mouse soluble flip, a full-length clone, and thinking about putting that into the HPRT locus, so as to control S-flit without having to use an adenovirus. The idea being to drive it with an AGT promoter. CYP1 promoter. Main idea being to get soluble slip 1 under our control without adenovirus. So here on page 129, Thursday, March 24th, an entry with S-flit highlighted. So I got a plasmid R' 129 full length of S-flit. Recording sequence. So this idea being pursued on page 133 on Tuesday, March 29th. S-flit coding sequences. With nine steps to get it into CYP-driven situation. Step 7 was on page 137, Monday, April 4th, Nibbuya's birthday. The insulators for Dominic Chivata were sequenced and found useful on the construct were found useful on page 141, Thursday, April 7th. PDC 184 in two orientations. Blue and red, so that was now available. Working on step 3 of the Eschlitz construct, page 147, Tuesday, April 19th. Revised plan on page 153, Saturday, April 23rd, and now running to 12 steps. Some thoughts on the myosin heavy chain controls, Wednesday, April 27th, page 157, with about six steps and then six comments and then comment 7. Why worry? The beta Y MHC is working at the beta MHC locus and alpha cyan is a beta yellow. MHC is working at the beta myosin heavy chain locus and alpha cyan is working at the HVRT locus. So why worry? And the book ends Sunday, May 8th, by looking again at the sequences of the blue colonies number 26 and number 13 ending book R prime.